If someone made a neder, he's not going to have any hanor from you until it starts raining. Is mishayora gish hanoyu ad gishamim?
It means some years to sochlem ad shiur kach.
Hanoyu ad gishamim ad shiur gishamim ad sheterud. Any one of these lashonis, he said, is revia shniya. In case we made a neder, then I'm going to be also to you until it comes the time of the second rain. So therefore, it's not kamin, and that's a portion of kamin anybody can say. In other words, you have a shayla, what's negayah to, if someone made a neder, I made a promise, I'm not going to have any enjoyment from you until the second time of the second rain. So we have to know when's the time the second rain is supposed to come, whether it's Zion or Yud Zion, that's nafkamina. Rav Zvid Amar Zvid said, I'll tell you, Zaysim, it's nafkamina by Zaysim, my olives. This noun would end like this. What time is everybody allowed to go down to the fields now and take any leftover leket shirchopeya? Usually the mitzvah is when the Bailam leaves over leket shirchopeya, when he collects his tfu, if he left something there, or leket has fell off when he was collecting, or peya letchir, he's supposed to leave over the end of your fields, it has to be left over for the aniyim. It's called maman aniyim. Mashenkin, after a while, when even the Nim went through and they gave up hope anymore, they're not going to take it anymore, then whoever, it's like Hefka, whoever wants to come and take it. So when is that? Mishiyachu anamushes. When the people go very slow to check it over, Trashi, anamushes means besode, the mikan vel, nishashu, sharanim. Vishiyodim, in the shore, leket shichopeya, nimushes, nitolis. Nitush means loshim, mamashmish. People that check it out very thoroughly. When you have the niyam to check it out very thoroughly, the imamish feel the whole ground for the leket shirupeya. When they went by, then all the other niyam are yayish ready. They give up hope of getting it, and therefore, if anything is left over, it's like hefker. Whoever wants to come and take it. Amr Rabbi Yechonin said, "Sabi the azli atigra." No, there's another sign for it. When you have older people, an old man that walks on a cane, when he went through the field and looked for leket shirupeya, if he doesn't find any more, then everybody else gives up hope of finding it. And they're the same thing. He goes nice and slow. He has a cane, and he checks it out very thoroughly. So when he went through, everybody else, all the other aniyim give up hope. We're not going to find anything. There's nothing left anymore. So they all give up hope. So at that time, it's Hefka, whoever wants to. Resh Lakish Amar, Lekute Bos Lekute. I tell you, when one person went by, and then a second person went by to collect it, after two people went by to collect it, that's it. Everybody else gave up. When you go through a shvil, the road that you have rishus to go through. The Yom Amar we learned, Mahalchin kolada mishvili rishus, ad sheteired revia shniya. A person has the right to go through the property, through your roads, until the time for the second rain to come down. Mashenkin, once the time of the second rain to come down, by then it's bad for their property. If people walk through it, then you don't give them permission anymore to go through your fields. So that's another nafkamin here. What the Yerid Shneer is, when the second rainfall comes, that's the time when you don't have a right to go through the fields anymore, and that's the time already that all the leket shechepeh is also hefka. As any oni that didn't take it by now gave up hope already. Like it feels a monashach, the owners don't give me permission to go anymore in the fields. Now it's the rainy season, it's bad to walk on the fields then, so they give up hope of getting it. So since they give up hope, whoever wants to has a right to come and take it. So that's another nafkamina for Tered Revi, of the Revia Shneer. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding that above on the base. So again, the Shiloh was here in the middle of the Revia Shania. What's the difference of the second time it starts to rain? As the Gemara says, there are three times at the beginning of the rain. The Gemara says the first time is Nogeya when we start saying Mesein Talamot Lavrocha. The last time is Nogeya if it doesn't come the rain, we have to start fasting already. Why the rain didn't come? So the question was, what's the difference of the second time of the rain season? What's the difference the second time? So the Gemara says a few differences. First Gemara said about if you make a neder, then the Gemara says, Tanaf Kumina about leket shechopeya when you're allowed to take like the third line. The Tanan, or before Rav Zvid Amar leZaysim. Tanaf Kumina by Zaysim when you can start taking the olives. The Tanan would learn like this. Meimusai kolod de matorim beleket b'shechopeya. At what time is everybody allowed to go down to the fields and take any leket that was left over when the bailam, when the owner was cutting down his fields, or shicha, when he's collecting the bundles, if he forgot a bundle there, or bepeyim. This is the mitzvah at the beginning, the Bailam has to leave it for the aniyim. The poor people have right to come and take the pay at the end of the field. You have to leave over something, or the bundles you forgot there, or what fell down at the time you were cutting, you have to leave it for the aniyim. Now, at what time do we say all the aniyim gave up hope of getting it, and it remains hefka, and whoever wants to come down and take it now? Is Meshiachu Hanamushis. When the people go and look very well, Rashi says the mushis means lashim mamashmesh. The people that really feel the ground to make sure there's nothing left, when they pass by and checked it already, then all the aniyim give up hope, and whoever wants to, if there is anything left over, they can come and take it. That's by peya. Now, the peret of your list, that has to do with the grapes. The grapes that are left over on the field, on the tree, you have to leave for the aniyim. Mishiyelchu aniyim bekerim v'yavoyu. When the aniyim walk through the kerim once and twice, after once or two times a neem goes through, or any grapes left over on the trees, that remains hefker. We say then all the neem gave up hope of taking it, whoever wants to then can take it. What about bezeisim? At what time do we say any leftover olives on the trees? Even though at the beginning it was left over for the aniyim. At what time do we say even all the aniyim give up hope of getting it? It's like hefker, mishetei regevir shniya. Hey, that's not gemina. At the second rain's fall, when the second rain is supposed to come down, at that time, we had a machoikas before, whether it means zayin or marcheshrin, or yud zayin ba marcheshrin, at that time, then all the any olive left on the tree, it's already hefker. And Rashi says, at tevri revir shniya, shemikan viela godlo at... That's right. So it says, the ana he shosa liktu hakil. Hey, by that time, any old aniyim took it already. So anything left over, like his hefka, whoever wants to can now come and take it. Now the Gemara explains, mayna mushis. It says at the beginning that vapeya, when is paya the leftover corner of the field? When does anybody have a right to come and take it? After the namushis went by. So the Gemara says, mayna namushis. What does it mean, the namushis? It means an older person that walks with a cane. In other words, if he went through the field, he goes very slow and looks very carefully. He's a nani, he was a poor man. When he went through and he took everything, so everybody else gave up hope, all the other neem, there'll be anything left to take. So if he did leave over anything, it remains like hefker, whoever wants to now has a right to come and take it. Resh Lakish Shom, Resh Lakish Shazim means lakute bos lakute. When one person went by to collect it, one oni, and then a second oni went to collect over the field. When two of them went by already, then we say everybody else gave up hope of finding it, and it remains hefka lakul. Shrashi lakute bas lakute, that means oni moilich b'noi achrov. One oni goes, then a son goes after him. Shemikan v'yelech poskin sharani malukud. Once the aniyim saw that two people went to check it out already, everybody else gives up hope. They figure that for sure there's going to be nothing left anymore, and they're all hefker, they're all miyayish, and therefore remains hefker. Whoever wants to now come and take the leftover tfuah that's on the fields. Rav Papa, Amar Papa says, Kidei lahalech b'shvili harishus. It remains hefker after it remains the aniyim's, kozuman they have a right to walk through the fields. But when it comes a time that they can't walk through the fields anymore, then it's like hefker. So Rashi says, Kleimar, Shiesh Rishus mi Bezdin li'ovreid rochim liktsar shevilim lelech pesodis. There's a Rishus from Bezdin at the summertime, you're allowed to go through somebody's field to make a shortcut through the roads. When is that? When do you have permission to go? The Mora says, the Yom Amar will live like this. Mahalchin koloda mishvili harishus. Everybody has permission to go through fields. To make like a shortcut, that should be a road to go through the field, even though it's a private property, until the second rainfall comes down. But when it comes down, the second rainfall, then it's harmful for the field to walk there. Then there's no more permission from the Bailam or from Bezdin to walk through the fields. So Rashi says, shemikan v'yelach, after the second rainfall, like after Yud Zayin b'macheshvan, God lo ha-tfuah. Then the tfuah starts to grow. The koshalah dishas regal, and then it's very bad for the people who walk through your field. They'll trample over your new tfuah growing. It's very bad for it. The Yom Amar Perak Meruba b'tenim shat b'tenoyim shiesni Yeshua mahalchim b'shvilu reshus. This is one of the tenoyim that Yeshua made, that you're allowed to walk through private property to make a shortcut through the road.
But at Soni, Kolzaman, you're not ruining the Bialim's field. In other words, when there's nothing growing. But after Yud Zayin v'Machesh, from the second rainfall, that's when the tefillah starts to grow up. Then it's harmful to walk over the fields. Then you have no right to go through it. So again, the Niyim give up hope then. Since they know they don't have permission to go through the fields anymore, they should have collected it before. So if there's any pay left over, all the Niyim like gave up hope on it, so it remains Hefker. Therefore, whoever wants to now and takes it, there's no way to gezel, you're allowed to take it. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Omar, he's saying a new pshat now. Again, the question was, what's this inyan of the second, this man of the second rainfall? Like, what do we care when the second rainfall comes? The first rainfall is Magaya when we start saying the same Talamot L'Rucha. We start asking for Geshem by, let's say, Gimel Macheshvan. And the last rainfall is Magaya Rosh Chodesh Kislev. That's Magaya. If the rain didn't come down yet, we have to make a tainus. We have to fast. Good. But the second Zman, the middle rainfall, what do we care what time it is? So another pshat now, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak Amar, Levaya Perish Shvius. At what time do you have to take the fruits of Shvius out of your house to make beer? Beer means the fruits that grow on Shvius. If it grows by itself, you're allowed to take it. You're allowed to take what you want to eat and bring it into your house and store it in your house. But when it comes a time when there's no more fruits on the trees for the animals on the fields, that comes as Zman HaBir, that you have to take the fruits out of your house and bring them back out to the field. So when is that? We learned like this. The Tanan, we learned. Ad Mosai Nenin V'Sorfim B'Tevin V'Kashal Shvius. Until how long can you enjoy the straw that grows on Shvius? Is Ad Sheterid Revi'ishniya? Until it comes down the second rainfall. When it comes down the second rainfall, then you can't have enjoyment from it in your house anymore, but then you have to take it outside to the fields. So Rashi says, B'Tevin V'Kashal Shvius. That means svichin, the straw that grew by itself. Shegodlo b'shvius, the yeshpem isa shvius, and then isa shvius on it also. Since it's food that could be eaten, the animals could eat it, it has dusha shvius. Or it's fuwa shegodlo b'shvius, or else the wheat that grew on shvius. Layacha sheh nichnasom, after that Shemitah came, the seventh year came in. So there comes the time of the second rainfall, Yud Zayin b'Macheshvan, that's the time you have to take it out of your house. The Mer says, my time, what's the reason? The Pasuk says like this about Shemitah, the seventh year. The Pasuk says, V'lehemtecho u'lechaya shabiyatecha. That means that kol zaman shechayu echeles pasoda. Kol zaman, there's still some wheat or fruits on the trees or tfu on the fields for the animals to eat, is ha'achol l'behemtecho b'bayis. Then you're allowed to store the wheat or store the apparatus inside your house, like to feed the animals inside your house. But once there's no more wheat or pears or fruits on the fields anymore for the animals in the fields, when all the trees are bare ready, then the law is, you have to stop feeding your animals in your house from the wheat or from the fruits that you brought into your house. It has Kedusha Shvius on it, and now you have to take it back outside the house, make a din beer on it. So when is that called for Kash or Tevin? That's called Adzman, the Geshem Shania, a Revi'a Shania. When the second rainfall comes down, that's the time when it's already finished. There's no more left in the field. You have to take out what you have from your house. And Rashi says, Kola l'chayim in asoda, loshen zocha k'moy osa kola. When you finish it, klaymar, kola oichu, when there's no more food, it's kola l'hiblehem t'cho, k'moy kola de'chema kola, when the second rainfall comes down, then there's no more tevin wheat or hay on the fields. Because the geshem destroys and makes it into zevil. So it comes at this time, that's the time you have to take out any tevin straw you have in your house, take it outside. My lashon revia. What's this lashon was saying when the rain starts to come? It's called lashon revia. Revia Rishonah, that's on Gimel Macheshvan. Revia Shnia, the second one is Yud Zayin B'Macheshvan. Revia Shlishis, we have as Rosh Chodesh Kislev. What's this lashon of Revia? Like when the rain starts to come down, it's called Revia. What does Revia mean? It means Dova Sheroy V'Sakarka. It like fertilizes the karka. That's what the rain does. It makes the karka able to produce. Like a man is Revia, fertilizes the thing. Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda, the young Rabbi Yehuda, Mitra Balo the Arya. Rain is like the Baal, like the husband of the ground. It's like it fertilizes the ground. That's this lashon of Raveya, the water coming down, fertilizes the ground. Shenamon Apostle says, Ki kasha yered ha geshem biyashelig min hashemayim, vishomala yoshuv, ki im hirva esorets. It's going to fertilize the ground, for Yeholida, and it'll make it produce, vetzvatzmicha, things will start growing. That's the lashon, the geshem, the rain, is what fertilizes the ground. That's the lashon of revia. When the water starts coming down, this revia, the ground that makes the ground fertilizing, start producing. Shrashi v'olida, kodim shemayim, like a person gives birth, that's the way the ground now starts to produce because of the geshem. The Yom Rabbi Yahuwah, Reviyah Rishoyna, what's the name of the first rainfall that comes down, Gimel Marcheshvan, Kadesha Tered Bekarka Tefach, in order that the first Tefach of the ground should get a little bit wet. Does a little bit. Trashi Shamar Reviyah Rishoyna, and Boyim Kokach, Shenimus Akarka Yofanein, Pianzorach Lesanis. Let's fight them. So the first rainfall is that it comes into the Karka, Tefach, into the Karka. Shnia, what's the second rainfall do? What's called good for the ground? Kadei logof bo pichavis. It'll make the ground a little muddy already, that you could take some mud to cover up the pichavis, to cover up your barrel. That's also what's good for the ground. It makes the ground a little bit muddy, that's good. The water comes down on the ground, so the ground becomes a little bit wet, like mud. It already has enough water in the ground that's like mud. You could use it to make a covering for your barrel. You don't have to add more water to the ground. That's perfect rain. Omer Rav Chisda, kishomim sheyardu kidei logof behem pichavis. Yeah. Omer Rav Chisda, kishomim sheyardu kidei logof behem pichavis. If you have enough rain that came down that made the water, that made the ground muddy, enough that from that mud you could make like a covering for the barrel, like that's not cold, you don't have rain, that's not cold, it's not the cloud, the klola. There's a klola that sometimes Hashem doesn't make rain come down, but the buzz is, so if you have, no, you had very little rain, but if the rain came down at one time that made the ground wet enough, it's like mud on the ground, that's not the klala klola anymore. The Yom Rav Chizda, in other words, plus you don't have to fast then. The Yom Rav Chizda, Kishomim Sheyardu Kaidem V'yotzar, Ein Behem Mishum V'yotzar.
So Rashi says, it means Rav Chizda is saying that rain that comes down at night time, before we say Krishma, before we say V'yotzar as Shemayim in Krishma, that's called good rain. That's not called rain, that's from Klola. And Rashi says, even though a little bit rain comes down, that's not called the rain shaklola, but it's called the good rain. That's called the rain shabrocha. So on this, Omar Abaya, Abaya says, lo yamoran, it's only said, elakoidim v'yotzar diurta. Only the rain that comes down before you say Krishma at nighttime. In other words, the rain still came down during the daytime. Avokoidim v'yotzar the tzafram. But the rain that came down at the nighttime before we said Krishma in the morning, Yesh be mishum v'yotzer. That rain, since nobody saw it, it didn't come down at the daytime, nobody saw the rain, that's not a good rain, and if that's the only rain that comes down, it's still called the v'yotzer, it's still called the klolam, that Hashem is not giving us enough rain.
That comes down right before you say Krishma in the morning, that's a klolam, and that is considered v'yotzer. Rashi says, Avo, yordu kreidim v'yotzer v'tzafra, yesh be mishum v'yotzer. Hoyu v'lo yordu b'yoin. It didn't come down by daytime, it only came down at night. If you ain't yof in the early, it's not so good. It's the rain that's good that comes down in the daytime, after we say Krishma Shoyim. But the rain that comes down at the nighttime, that's Bechlala Klola, that's no good. To Yom Rav Yudah Rav Yitzchak, Hani Anoni the Tzafra, the clouds that we see in the morning, Lesbo Mashosha. It doesn't mean anything. Trashi V'ein Shinosim Isparechas. That's not going to make a bracha.
Yeah.
So let's say what the clouds that come down in the morning, lespa mashosha, they're not so good. The pasuk says, "Ma'aser l'cho Afrayim, ma'aser l'cho Yehuda, v'chastechem ka'onon boiker." Like, what are we doing about you? The chesed you do is not so good. It's like the clouds of the morning. So, mashma, the clouds in the morning are not so good. He didn't do too good. Omler apopul abaya. So, apopul said to abaya.
The Amri Inshi people say, "B'mafteach b'vei mitro." His b'mafteich means like when you open the door in the morning and you see it's raining, so a person that drives a chamor, a donkey, he should sleep today. Moich, put down your sack and sleep. No, there's not going to be any business today. In other words, it's going to be a brocha. There'll be a lot of rain, Rashi says, and the produce will grow a lot and people will have a lot of money and they won't need you to work, or else the work will be very cheap. You won't be able to make a business by selling the food. So the kids, you see, if it rains in the morning, it's a good sign.
The chamor, the one that drives his donkey, he should stay home. Shemaychir atzfua esaka likones lishon, he can go to sleep today. And they shashon es areches. It's going to be a lot of bracha this year. A lot of people have a lot of food to eat.
And you're not going to make a lot of business by selling this food this year. Because since everybody's going to have a lot, like it's going to be worth very little, you're not going to do a good business. So the kids, so what do you see from here? That when it rains in the morning, it's a good sign. So how could you say it's no good?
Be a lot of tefuah. So you see clouds in the morning is good. It is a good sign. So it's a stira. You're saying it's no good. So Mara says, Lakash, there's no kash here. I tell you, ha de kotra v'ivi, one are very thick clouds, ha de kotra v'anoni, not such thick clouds, small clouds. So Rashi says, kotra v'ivo, im niskashru shemayim v'anonim ovim, if the sky have very thick clouds, for lo kalushim, not weak clouds, ein behem mishum v'yotam, that's not a klola, then it's a big brocha. But the kotra v'anoni, shiklusha meyav, ein behem mamish. But if the clouds are thin, not thick ones, that doesn't mean anything. That won't be a bracha, that's still the cloud, the klola. So it depends what type of clouds, how much rain comes down. Thick clouds is a simen bracha, not just thick clouds in the morning is a simen klola. Omer Rav Yehuda, Tovo l'shosa de teves amalosa. It's very good for the year, Tovo l'shosa is a good year, the teves, when it comes chodesh teves, amalosa it's an asnamona like there's no rain. It's good that year if no rain comes down during Tevis. Rashi says, Ashreho, Kleimar, Toivo Yesh Lishona, the Tevis Amalosa Shen Gishomim Yerbdenbo, if no rain comes down during Tevis, La Vias Oritz, to make the ground fertile. And Ika the army summer say, to Leibare Tarbitza.
Which means the gardens do not lie waste. In other words, it's good then if there's no rain, people could attend the grounds. Or else, like Rashi says, people go to learn Torah then, so it's good if there's no rain during Chodesh Tevis. Like Rashi says,
they go on the roads to learn Torah, it's good if there's no rain then. Dishnachrino lebar tabitza ganois, shein gedelim aroiv mayim gern kashinim. That kashinim are onions. That onions grow, there's no good to have rain during Tevis. Vika the army, and some say, leishakol shutfano. It means that there are no heavy storms that month. That's what's good. If you don't have rain then, so the shidofen, storms don't come. The more ain't it's not that way. Said, it's very good for the year if chodesh tevis minavalta means it's a dirty month. It's minuval. No, it means that it rains a lot and it's muddy. It's muddy outside. It's good in tevis. So it's a stira. You're telling me now it's good if there's no rain, and here it says it's good if it's muddy. It's good if there's rain during Tevis. Let the streets be muddy. Merla Kasha. Rashi says, if the rain came down before ready, if it came down already, it had to rain already, and it's still raining during Tevis, that's no good. It's enough for the rain that came down in Macheshvan. You don't need more rain in Teves. Then, for care, people like to travel on the roads in Teves. It's better not to have rain. But if you didn't have rain in Macheshvan, then Avad, it's good to have rain in Teves, like you need it. You have to start growing sometimes. Then Avad, it's good to have the rain during Teves. The Yomer of Chizda, Kishomim Sheyordu Amiktsas Medina. If Geshem came down on a part of the city, part of the nation, via Miktsas Medina Leyordu, on the other side of California, it didn't come down. That's not the cloud, the klol of Yotzer. His Yotzer vice goes on the whole Medina and the whole California. If in the whole California there's no rain, that's called a klola. But if half has and half doesn't have, even the half that doesn't have is not the cloud of Yotzer, because poshid, they can still get the tfu or the water from the other part that it's raining. Because that part that does have rain, that the two of the fruits will grow, they could sell their fruits to the other part of the nation, the city. So therefore, it's not so bad. For the Gemara Eini, it's not like that. The Pasuk says, I'm going to stop raining another 3 months. Now, one part I'll make it rain, one part not. One part it did rain, one part it didn't rain. And Mashma, this was the klola. So Mashma, the klola applies even on one part that doesn't have rain. It's also called part of the klola.
V'yomer Yehuda Amar Rav, shteyim leklola, that both of them is the klola. So Rashi says, oisim sheyodum, yotish shlo yodum. V'nei sheroiv gishomim, kilkolo es tfuosim.
There's one part that's going to have a lot of rain, too much rain, it's going to ruin it. The other part's not going to have any rain at all, there'll also be leklola. So both rains are going to be leklola. But I call part of you see if rain comes down on half, so the other half that doesn't get, it's called the klola. So Gemara Lakasha, Hod Yasa Tuva, Hod Yasa can be boiled. Like Poshid. If when the part that comes down too much, so that part got ruined, too much rain, it's no good. And the other part got nothing, so that's Mamasha Klola. But if on one side it came down normal, so that side could grow its tfua. And when they grow normal, they'll sell their tfua to the other side of the nation, so therefore there's no klola.
Yeah.
Poshid. Because when it's a normal rain on one side of the Medina, that's not called the klala for the Medina. Even though the other side doesn't have rain, but they'll be able to manage, because they'll get their produce from the other side of the Medina. Omer Rabashi, Dekanami is a raya for this also. The Chassidus Pasuk says, Tamtir means Tehei Moka Motor Shemamina. Tamtir means there should be at least one place that has rain. The Klesh Kleimer, Yoisimidai, means there that one place had too much rain. So the one place had too much rain, that's Taka Klala. Well, you have normal amount of rain in one place, that makes a bracha for the whole Medina. Omer Rav Yavua, Meyemes Sayim Mevorachin Ala Geshomim. When do we start making a bracha on the Geshomim? So Rashi says, Aperek HaRoya Amrinon, Ala Geshomim Meyemer HaToyv Yametiv. That's the first time you see rain, you have to make a bracha HaToyv Yametiv. A farmer that's waiting for the rain, he has to make a bracha HaToyv Yametiv. Vosom pachinon hanech bracha the tikkun rabbonin the mashin in law hodachazia mechsei vodeshama mashma. A different type of bracha is one if you see, one if you hear. Well, the meister we don't make this bracha. A couple of the mordes says when do you start making bracha on geshem? I think it's talking about there in a case where the rain came very late and your mamish really needed the rain and finally yesterday out of tainus the rain finally came down. Then when you see the rain, is in it to make a bracha. So when do you start making a bracha? The Gemara says, "Mishayetzei chos nikras kala." It's a mashal, like when the chosin goes to see the kala. In other words, Rashi says, "Sheyordu kolkach." When the rain comes down so much, kishatipa noifelis yoytes acheris ubaletes kinegdo. Like the rain comes down and starts spritzing upwards, and then another rain is coming down. So it's the mashal, like the bottom one is coming up to meet its kala. Like that's how much rain there is. When the rain hits down and bounces up, and when it bounces up, it meets the next rain coming down, that's like a chosin goes to meet its kala. When that much rain comes down, that's when you make the bracha. My mevorach, what's the special bracha you say? Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. We say, Moide manachnu loch. We thank you, Hashem Elokeinu. Al kol tipa v'tipa sheredes lanu. For every drop of water that you gave down to us, you gave to us. For Rabbi Yechanan Messiah, and Rabbi Yechanan ends off the bracha like this, hachi like this. Ilopino mole shiref, our mouth would be open. Kiyom, as wide as the ocean is. Loshenenu rina kamoin, is galav. We won't be able to thank you. We say this part, we say in Nishmas, we won't be able to thank you, Hashem, for the greatness that you're giving us. Ad, keel yazvunu rachamecho Hashem lakenu. V'lo yazavunu. Baruch roiv hoidois. That's the way you end off. Baruch, thank you, roiv hoidois, for most of the things you're giving us. For the Gemara, roiv hoidois, most of them. For loy kol hoidois, not for everything to thank you. On my Rabbis, Rabbis Zenechnami, don't say roiv hoidois, ema kel hoidois. Say rather kel hoidois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the kel of hoidois. We have to thank Hashem for the greatnesses that He gives us. And here we're thanking Him afrat for the rain that we received. Omer Rav Papa. Papa says, Hilkach, therefore, namrinu l'tavayu. We should say both. Kel hoidois, for roiv hoidois. We say both. Rashi says,